Decarbonize NL is a conference announced this morning, organized by the Newfoundland and Labrador Energy Action Research Network in partnership with academics at Memorial University. The focus will be to decouple human activity from the emissions of greenhouse gases in the province. Joining us in studio is Memorial Research Scientist Dr. Brett Favreau and Delia Warren, who's the founding member of the Newfoundland and Labrador Energy Action Research Network. Good morning to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll start with you, Brett. What I find interesting is how we talk about this issue and how you frame the messaging that takes away from the politics and focus on the science. Where are you going with this in the conference?
So the word decarbonize means to detach our economic activity from burning fossil fuels and triggering climate change. Decarbonize NL is a conference where we're basically trying to pull together people to come up with a plan. So what motivated us was that currently there's no plan proposed by any party or any level of government that will be in line with what the scientists say we need to do to have a sustainable and safe future, which is reduce emissions by half by the year 2030. The problem is we don't want to leave anyone behind. And so what this becomes is an opportunity economically to build that sustainable economy for this province. And that's what this event is all about.
You'd think that people would grasp the science. It was well documented. But the message has been the key. So if you're helping the government speak to these issues, you know, because at this point in time, for parties that are completely in line with pricing on pollution and climate change strategies, people feel like they're being preached at. How do we change that?
Well, I think we really need to show people the value in decarbonization. A lot of people think that the two are mutually exclusive, decarbonizing the economy and having a well-functioning economy. And what we really want to show is that there can be a lot of prosperity in decarbonization activities. So, you know, at Iron and Earth, we really focus on the workers' perspective, and we feel that Newfoundland and Labrador is really well-positioned in terms of resources, skilled labor, geographical positioning to really capitalize on the decarbonization of our economy to promote a diversified economy and economic growth. So that's really what we're focusing on in this conference is the positive growth that can result from decarbonization through achieving efficiencies, doing things more intelligently, and empowering our own people to use their creative problem-solving skills.
It's one thing to speak to the political parties, quite another to speak to the individual. People say, well, you know, a carbon tax is more money out of pocket. If we're moving away from natural resources, of which this province is really focused on, there might go my job by the wayside. It's a different message, but an important one to get right.
So here's what this conference is. Where there is no plan to decarbonize the economy and create opportunities in that way, this is in the grand tradition of a citizens' assembly. So we're pulling together a group of experts, and we're dividing the conference up into sectors of the economy. So we'll have a session on transportation, for example, electricity, fisheries and agriculture is one, of course. As a fisheries person, we have to, you know, I have to have that in there. And what we're going to do is have facilitated discussions. So the general public will be invited to come to this event. So you go to decarbonizenl.ca, and registration's not open quite yet, but you can put your email address in, and we'll send you an email when it is open. And what we want to have is the informed public to come and be part of this plan, be part of this conversation. At the end of this, we're going to pull together all this advice that everybody's put down, and there will be actions that are identified. The solutions are out there, and people, your listeners listening to this are saying, I have an idea. I know what we can do. I know where the opportunities are. And we're going to write all these down. And we're going to make this available to any level of government, to the general public, to business, to go and execute some of these. And that's what this is all about, is drawing from the wisdom of the crowd, essentially, and creating a discussion space to come up with these ideas.
Yeah, I mean, information, knowledge is power. And let's hope that people do indeed participate, as you just articulated. Let's talk about how the province is acting right now. You know, five-year climate action plans, pots of money that are reach somewhere in the neighborhood of, I guess, $15 million over the term of it. How do you square the circle with the want to double oil production by 2030 and all the mining opportunities and the like that are apparently in the hopper? What do you say to the government in their plans so far?
So basically, I mean, what we're really focusing on are achievable, quantifiable reductions to greenhouse gas emissions. And that's something that was really missing in the provincial government's way forward on climate change document, and as well in the provincial budget that was recently put forward. We know that the province is focusing on doubling down on oil production. And so what we are looking at through this conference is if that is absolutely something that has to happen and that the government is committed to, that means that we really need to decarbonize all other aspects of our economy and find efficiencies and ways to decarbonize our oil and gas industry in order to reach the targets that we've set provincially. Because otherwise, it's going going to be absolutely impossible to do so. And we can't just ignore the impact that the oil and gas industry has on emissions in our province. With respect to mining, there's absolutely ways that mining can be done in a low carbon way. And mining is very important. There's a lot of natural resources. We have a wealth of natural resources in mining in Newfoundland and Labrador that could go a really long way to decarbonization. And we need to just focus on using our resources effectively and sustainably. And, you know, that's part of the focus on this going forward. It's, you know, we need to have a longer term vision of how to sustainably operate our province and decarbonize our economy. And I mean, we recently had a report, Canada is experiencing warming at twice the rate of the rest of the world. We have a lot of coastal communities in Newfoundland and Labrador. A lot of people argue, you know, we don't really have very high emissions as a small province, small population-wise anyways. But we really do more than our share in terms of committing or emitting greenhouse gas emissions. So we really want to use this as an opportunity to identify where efficiencies can be made and use that to grow and diversify.
Yeah, yeah. We're hoping to change the conversation because oftentimes when people think about fighting climate change, they imagine this environmentalist box where people are opposing everything. What we want to talk about is not just what you can't do, but more about what you can do. Where are these opportunities to build these really sustainable, profitable, equitable businesses that are going to sustain this province over the long term?
Yeah, to offset what are the industries that are really dominating political focus. It's good to see you both this morning. Good luck with the conference.
Thank you so much. Decarbonizenl.ca.
Yeah, and even though you can't submit your ideas today, put the email in so that you can be in touch with the organizers.